USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. The President and First Lady are set to touch down in Gainesville, Florida within the next hour in the aftermath of Hurricane Idalia. The Bidens are scheduled to tour the devastation by air and on the ground. They'll also take part in a briefing on response and recovery efforts and meet with federal personnel, local officials, and first responders. Idalia hit the Big Bend region as a Category 3 storm this past Wednesday. 385 people are still missing from the Maui wildfire. Officials said half of the names from last week were removed because those people were found, but nearly as many more were added. The death toll remains at 115. The names of 50 people who perished in the fire have been publicly released so far. Labor Day travel is rebounding. The TSA said it expects to screen 14 million people at the nation's airports this weekend, an increase of 11% from last year. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg at Chicago's O'Hare Airport says his department is helping to ensure that air travel is as disruption-free as possible.
When things go wrong, we want passengers to know that DOT has your back. And we have secured stronger consumer protections for travelers.
Buttigieg says his department will hold airlines accountable for delays.
Wasting away again in Margaritaville. Searching for my lost sugar song.
Jimmy Buffett, the man who brought us Margaritaville, has died. The singer-songwriter was 76. In a statement on his website, it says, quote, Jimmy passed away peacefully on the night of September 1st, surrounded by his family, friends, music, and dogs. He lived his life like a song till the very last breath, and will be missed beyond measure by so many. Buffett's career spanned over five decades and 27 studio albums, four reached platinum, and eight became gold. This is USA News.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. That's 800-215-2418.
The South Korean military reports North Korea has fired several cruise missiles towards the Yellow Sea early this morning. It's the latest in a series of missile tests and military exercises conducted by the North in recent weeks. Seoul announced sanctions yesterday in response to Pyongyang's launch of what it said was a space rocket launch last month. The Biden administration will send controversial armor-piercing munitions containing depleted uranium to Ukraine, according to a report by Reuters that has been confirmed by U.S. officials. The aid package will reportedly be unveiled next week and is said to be worth between $240 and $370 million, according to an official. In Detroit, union workers may be picketing later this month in an ongoing dispute over money.
The threat of a strike seems more likely as the UAW, United Auto Workers Union, and Detroit's Big Three car makers remain at odds with only weeks until their contract deadline, which is September 14th. Union workers are asking for a 46% wage increase. Ford countered with a 9% bump in pay. 97% of union workers have voted in favor of walking off the job if it comes down to a stalemate in negotiations. I'm Laura Winters.
The National Retail Federation predicts Americans will spend collectively $135 billion on back-to-school shopping this season. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
800-694-1127. 800-694-1127. That's 800-694-1127.